Rod's Pulse Podcast number 30, Beyond Blackboard, Media Player Guide and Christmas Wrap.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Welcome back. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Did you ever notice that Christmas decorations seem to go up earlier and earlier every year?
Christmas is coming now.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas already, with the animated reindeer in the top hat wearing Yeti. Now I can be as festive as the next guy, but I still have firecrackers from the 4th of July. Come on, do I really need 6 months to shop? Might as well be Christmas nonstop. Pretty soon they'll be hanging up lights all over town, and it was just last week I finally took mine down. Please, can I get a break for my sake? All I'm asking for is 1 month without a fruitcake. Give me some time to recover from another year.
So that was my little teaser. That song is called The Christmas Season by a group called Sudden Death. And again, it's from the PodSafe Music Network. Again, you can find the URLs to everything that I talk about in my podcast at my blog site, which is at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. Sudden Death is a group that combines hip-hop beats with some very funny lyrics, so I thought you might appreciate this song. And if you wait till the end of my podcast, you can hear the full song called The Christmas Season. So today what I thought I'd do is, instead of news from the Podosphere, I would give you a rundown of what I consider to be some good bets if you are in the market to buy an MP3 player, or most of the media players these days also do video. So here's my little holiday shopping guide. Now, you may have been hearing a lot about the Microsoft Zune lately. This is a new product that was brought out by Microsoft to compete with the Apple iPod, especially the video version. Forget the Microsoft Zune for now. Just say no. For one, it doesn't have any podcast support. And whoever their marketing geniuses are there at Microsoft, I think, have really made some blunders. For one, they're promoting the color brown. It's the only media player I've ever seen that comes in brown. Now, they do come with other colors. If you look at some of their ads, Microsoft tries to be hip, I guess, but the tagline they're using for the Zune is "Welcome to the Social." Now, when's ever the last time you heard about going to a social? Doesn't sound too hip to me. It does. The device is an interesting device. Potentially, it allows you to share music, but it's kind of limited. You through a Wi-Fi connection, if you have a friend that has another Zune player, you can send to them the MP3 files wirelessly, I think up to three at a time. And no, I'm sorry, I take that back. You can send them an MP3 file, but they can only listen to it three times or in 3 days, I think, whichever comes first. So, and then the file disappears. So right away, Zune has crippled this player in deference to the RIAA and the having the very strong digital rights management installed. So it's going to turn off a lot of users. And in addition, again, their marketing is kind of strange, because this action of sending an MP3 file to another Zune player, they're calling squirting. So squirt your music. Again, doesn't seem very hip. If you look up squirt in Wikipedia, I think you'll you know what I mean. Anyway, so I wouldn't buy a Zune just now. Now, I don't have experience, first-hand experience with these players, but I'm giving you the benefit of reading some buyer's guides. I subscribed to Wired Magazine, and they had a very interesting buyer's guide that came out. Unfortunately, there's no direct website for me to tell you to go to see all these reviews, but you can see reviews for most of these on CNET. If you go to cnet.com and reviews, I think, .cnot.com. And again, I'll have the URLs on my website. But the Wired Buying Guide ranked quite a few players, and they divide the players up into three categories. So we have the high-capacity players. Now, these range in price from about $250 to $350. The Apple iPod, of course, was on the list, their top three. They gave their editor's choice, however, to a device from Toshiba, the Toshiba Gigabeat MES30VW, and they all have about the same size screen, about a 2.5-inch screen. The other one of the three in the high-capacity range was Creative Zen Vision M. Now, interestingly, of course, you really can't go wrong by an iPod, but these other two, the Creative Zen and the Toshiba unit, both have an FM tuner and a voice recorder. So you do get some extra functionality that you don't get in the iPod, in the Apple iPod. So, however, again, Apple's, the iPods work seamlessly with the iTunes Music Store, so it's a very nice package to be able to use an iPod with the iTunes Music Store. Now, in the mid-range capacity players, and these usually range from about $200 to $250, the iPod Nano was the editor's choice from the Wired Buying Guide. That has a 1.5-inch screen. However, they highly recommend the iRiver Clix, has a 2.2-inch screen, bigger screen, and a SanDisk Sansa E260, which has a 1.8-inch screen, and also adds an FM tuner and a voice recorder. So they do have the last category, or what they call mini players. The cheapest one is the Apple iPod Shuffle for only $79. Now, it has no screen. It's very small. In fact, you can even clip it on your clothing. It's so small. So that's going to have a lot of appeal to some folks. But the editor's pick in this category was another one by Creative Zen, the Creative Zen V Plus. And believe it or not, for about $130, you can get a mini player that has a 1.5-inch screen. So that's as big as the iPod Nano screen, but it's on a pretty inexpensive device and very small. So you can see links to the reviews, the CNET reviews of all these devices I've just mentioned. They're on my show notes. One last thing I'd like to mention as far as the shopping guide goes is the Trio 680. Now, if you've heard some of my earlier podcasts, you know that I'm a proponent of the Palm Trio devices, especially the new ones that have the phones. Now, the Trio 680 is brand new. It has just come out. You can get it for about $200 if you sign up for a two-year plan, or if you buy it outright from the Palm website, you can get it for about $400. So it comes in about the cost of a high-end, high-capacity player. You'll find that it doesn't store as much music, and the video might not be very good. But, of course, you're getting a cell phone and a Palm organizer in the bargain. So I also highly recommend the Trio devices, and I'm looking forward to getting my hands on a Trio 680. Well, for my main topic today, I wanted to talk about the Blackboard Beyond initiative. Blackboard announced this at the EDUCAUSE meeting recently, and I just took part in a WebEx presentation about this initiative, and it has four parts to it. It's a very interesting concept. The first is that they're extending the platform. And what that means is Blackboard is establishing an ASP service, meaning a web service that you can subscribe to. Now, it's going to be free for the time being, at least, and only if you already have a Blackboard account. So let's say you're logging into your Blackboard system. You can go from there to this extended platform and obtain some services. There are several different types of initiatives that are linked into this. The one that they were focusing on in the WebEx I attended was to facilitate social networking. And this is what they call it's the first property that will be available through their Beyond initiative. Now, you may recall that I talked about social bookmarking services like Delicious, DEL.ICIO.US. In fact, I mentioned that in Rod's Pulse podcast number 15. Now, what is a social bookmarking service? Okay, if I'm surfing the web and I see something interesting, instead of putting it into the bookmark on my browser, which is isolated to my particular workstation, I can use Delicious to essentially tag that particular web page and add it to my Delicious bookmarking service. So you get a free account on Delicious, and there are other bookmarking services. One is Technorati is another one. Delicious makes it easy to add links to your bookmarking service. There are add-ons to browsers such as Firefox or Internet Explorer. And let's say I'm interested in a particular web page, then I would, if I want, I can highlight some text on that page that I'm particularly interested in, click the tag button in my browser, and assign a tag. You know, if I'm looking at a biochemistry website, I could type in the word biochemistry, and I will have tagged that web page with biochemistry. And you can make up your own tags, or sometimes Delicious or these other services will suggest tags that other people have used to tag a particular page. So it's a way for a community of folks, in the case of Delicious, it's anybody in the world can tag web pages. Now, what Blackboard is adding to the mix is that they have customized this bookmarking service for education. So it allows anyone with a Blackboard account to tag pages and with the particular keyword of their choosing, or with a defined vocabulary of a discipline, such as biochemistry or pharmacology. So here you then have a community of validated faculty and students who have tagged different resources, which then others may find useful in adding content resources to their course. So that's how they plan to help facilitate social networking as part of the Beyond Initiative. Now, there are some other resources, other ideas they have about this initiative. One is to enable lifelong learning. They envision folks, students, let's say they're in undergraduate school, they move to graduate school. If they are using the Beyond system, they can essentially take content with them from place to place. And in fact, even when they're out of school, they would still have an account on the Beyond Initiative, and they could get to content that they've collected, personal content or these social bookmark tags that they could then access later in order to help them with their lifelong learning. The fourth item that they talked about a little bit is to create data benchmarking. Blackboard's collaborative benchmarking service will allow clients to anonymously share relevant data and gain better insight into best practices. So that's a little vague to me, and you can read a little bit more if you go to the Blackboard Beyond Initiative website, and I've linked that in my show notes. Okay, that about covers it for today's program. So stay tuned for information about how to contact me. Go to my website or call me on the phone, and I'm certainly interested in your feedback. And after the contact information, listen to the full song, The Christmas Season by Sudden Death. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas already, with the animated reindeer and the top hat wearing Yeti. Now I can be as festive as the next guy, but I still have firecrackers from the 4th of July. Come on, do I really need 6 months to shop? Might as well be Christmas nonstop. Pretty soon they'll be hanging up lights all over town, and it was just last week I finally took mine down. Please, can I get a break for my sake? All I'm asking for is 1 month without a fruitcake. Give me some time to recover from another year of drunken relatives and a pissed off little brother. Singing that stupid Jingle Bell song in the middle of July somehow seems wrong. I still got 5 months to go, and I'm already sick of the ho, ho, ho. It's Christmas time again. Let's see what's on TV. It's Christmas time again. Well, we got Rudolph, Frosty. It's Christmas time again. Rudolph versus Frosty. It's Christmas time. A CSI Christmas? The Christmas season causes great frustration, getting longer and harder like a Viagra patient. I just need a vacation from the holiday cheer, and I don't think that I can take it for the rest of the year. And nobody is cheerful anyway. It's always give me the damn toys and get the fuck out my way. I can deal with that on December 23rd, but when it starts up in March, that's a little absurd. And then the charities, there's way too many begging me for money like I have any. And there's some idiot flapping his mouth like a flapjack with his peace on earth and all that crap. I'd settle for peace in the kitchen, but that would mean my relatives would have to quit their bitching. And since I doubt that'll ever come about, it's Merry Christmas, pass the gravy, and I try to tune them out. It's Christmas time again. Let's see what Santa brought for me. It's Christmas time again. Huh, I already have one of these. It's Christmas time again. Hey, wait a minute. This is mine. It's Christmas time again. I've been looking for this. My Christmas usually consists of this: fighting back the urge to shop with my fist, sending out cards to people I never see, and trying to keep the dog from peeing on the tree. And then the whole family has to search for directions so we can find our way to church. I still find it ironic and a little bit odd that my kids believe in Santa Claus but not in God. But I ain't taking my kids, cause it's too weird to see some child molester in a fake beard. I don't care if they kick and scream, I ain't doing anything till after Halloween. I can only buy damaged and discount due to the amount in my bank account. But I have no motivation to shop when I know I'm still paying off gifts from three Christmases ago. It's Christmas time again. And again, and again, and again, and again. It's Christmas time again. And again, and again, and again, and again. It's Christmas time again. And again, and again, and again, and again. It's Christmas time again. What do you mean again? More like still.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.